Okay, so today we're going to do a little bit of change as we go along in this sugya. The next Amud, there'll be a lot of change in what happened with Rabbah and Rava. But let's give the Gemara a chance. We are up to Daf Dalet Amud Beis. I would say about 10 lines in, Tanan, right across from Tosfos E. Right across from Tosfos E. Tanan. Hamevi get b'mdina l'mdina b'mdina sayam. Somebody who brings the get, this is a Mishnah, from one country to the other country, in the countries of the sea, meaning in Chutzlaretz. Tzarek shi'aymar, b'fanenechtam. And that works both according to Rav and Rava. Because once you're going from country to country, you're obviously crossing state lines, and there's not Eidim b'tzuyin l'kaimai. By the same token, they don't know the Shema. The inference is, Haba Aysa Medina Medina Sayyam Lai Tarach. But the inference is, in the same country, you would need. But according to Rabbah, why not? They're not Bekin Lishma. So even if you go from Cleveland to Toledo, you should need. Why in the world is it only if you go from Ohio to Pennsylvania and you cross state lines and there's a sign there called to quarantine, right? Then you say there's no Eidim B'tzuyin L'Kaima. But if you go in within Ohio, you don't need it, right? Why not? The question, the inference is a question on Rabbah. The Mishnah says, Medina l'Medina you need. The Diak is, Ba'isa Medina you don't need. Now, according to Rabbah, that's not true. According to Rabbah, you go from, right, you don't have to go from Texas to Mexico. Even within Texas, from Houston to Dallas, you would need, because they ain't Bekin L'Shma. The Mishnah says, if you go from United States to Mexico, but within the United States, you would not need. Right? It's a kasha on Rabbah. So the Gemara, the Rabbah Micha, the Rabbah kasha. And for the Gemara, Loitei Mahabais and Medina, Medina Siyam Loitarach. That was not the purpose of the Mishnah. The Mishnah did not mean to infer that in the same country, Medina Siyam, you don't need. What the Mishnah meant to infer was Eimah Medina, Medina, Barit Yisrael Loitarach. What the Mishnah meant to infer is, only in Medina Sayyam is there a concern when you go from country to country, from state to state. But in Eretz Yisrael, even from state to state, you don't leave. Even from Eretz Yisrael, you don't leave. You don't even from Medina to Medina. So what did the Mishnah mean to infer? Right? The Mishnah wrote, from one state to another state, in Medina Sayyam you need. Now, there's two ways to make inferences here. One is to say, but in the same state you don't need, and that would be Shver and Rabbah. But Rabbah says that's not what the Mishnah means to infer. What the Mishnah means to infer that in Eretz Yisrael from state to state, it's not a problem. So that's not a Rabbah, like Rabbah, that in Eretz Yisrael they know the Shema. So Rabbah is saying, you're right, the Mishnah is inferring something, but it's not inferring what you think it's inferring. It's trying to tell me that Medina l'Medina b'Eretz Yisrael you don't need. Now, if it would have said, if Medina Sayyam in the same country you need, you would have said in Eretz Yisrael, the same country I don't need. But you wouldn't have known from state to state that you don't need. So the Mishnah Medavka told me, state to state in Chutz Laaretz you need, inferring that in Eretz Yisrael you don't need, even state to state. That's how Rabbah learns the inference. I hope I explained myself well enough. I'm sorry? No, Rabbah learns the other way. That the inference is that Medina Sayyam in the same country you don't need, because Lushma is not an issue. Right? Now, if you would have Medina Medina Barat Yisrael that you need, that you don't need, it would be a kash on Rabbah, because Medina Medina Barat Yisrael is not traffic. Right? It's secure borders. In the time when there were like three separate states. Eva Yarden, Yehuda, Gaul, they were like separate states. And therefore, according to Rabbah, you should need. But that's not a kash on Rabbah, because Rabbah will learn the inference the other way. Again, the Mishnah does not tell me what its inference is. You can learn one way, you can learn the other way. Rashi. All the way up, second line from the top. Haba Aysa Medina Meir Leir Loitarach. V'yavagav Dein Bekiin L'Shma. Since Edom are Metsuyin L'Kaima, you don't need. Period. And the Gemara's answer is, no, that the inference is not B'Oysa Medina B'Medina Sayyam, but rather the inference is B'Medina B'Medina L'Eretz Yisrael, you don't need. So, the question is, what did the Mishnah mean to infer? Rabbi understands it one way, and Rabbi understands it the other way. The Mishnah told me that from one state to the other state, B'Medina Sayyam you need. That could work both ways. Olishma, no Edom between L'Kaimai. What did the Mishnah mean to infer? That the same state, B'Medina Sayyam, you don't need? That would be like Rabbah. Or like state to state, Eretz Yisrael, you don't need? That would be like Rabbah. So you have a choice what you want to learn from the inference. And therefore, you can't slug up Rabbah and you can't slug up Rabbah. Each one will learn the inference their way. No.
Medina
Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows Lishma.
No, I'm saying that if we're saying that there's a problem of Edom Metsuyim, that would be even according to
everybody. Everybody.
They're not considered
Samach to each other. They are, meaning. I mean, they are Samuk, but I guess they're cities. They're not. I mean, we're not getting involved in the nitty gritty of the city that's right near the border. So I don't know what would happen there. Some asked the question on Rava. Again, it's which inference you make. Some made the inference Rava's way and therefore asked on Rava. They said, they made the inference that Medina, 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 Sayyam you need. But Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, you don't need. That was the way they made the inference.
You skipped a couple lines. You skipped a couple lines.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Thank you. Habahedik Tanila. I don't need an inference to tell me Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, you don't need. If Rab is right, that the inference of Medina, 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 Sayyam is the contrast to Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, it's a not necessary inference because the Mishnah said it clearly. Didn't the Mishnah already express that in Eretz Yisrael there's no need? Why do I have to infer it?
Maybe it meant just right next to each other.
Doesn't say. Dr. Gemar, Ei Mahi Havamina Hanimila Di'Evet. From the Resha, Rashi learns, I would have thought, B'Di'Evet, you're good enough without B'Fanenachtam, meaning, if he came and didn't say it, we would say, okay, Baba L'Chatkila, but if he comes and asks Vezin, should I say it when I go in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe he lied. Maybe they would tell him to say it. Meaning, even according to Rabbi, that everybody knows Lishma, but maybe in L'Chatkila in Eretz Yisrael, we should be makban on it. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah repeats it a second time. Ain't Tzarech Leimar. No need at all. From the Diyak would be, Medina Lamdina Medina Sayyam, it's Pasul. Medina Lamdina and Eretz Yisrael, it's Kasher. But not that you don't need it at all. Maybe L'Chatchila, we would want it. Like Plug, whatever Svara you're going to say. Kamash from the Mishnah at the end, no, you don't need it all. Zakrashi. Imahi Midiyuka Dereisha, if you would only have the inference, Have I mean Hanimila Diyavit? The Maisi Mandina Lamdina Beretz Yisrael. If you would bring the Medina Lamdina Beretz Yisrael, Leinichtav Lefanav, Ain't Tzarech Lipso Shluchu Sal Kach, we wouldn't make him puzzle. Ava Lechatkila, Yadim Mimlok, if you would ask the question, Have a Marina Leidelekiola, we would have said, he should stand there. Kamash La Mishni Yisera the Sefer the Leid Tzarech. The Mishni Yisera of the Sefer says that you don't need it. Some ask the question on Rava. Again, it's what inference you make, who you're going to ask the question on. In the first lesson, the inference we made was in the same country, you don't need. The Gemara has to answer, no, don't make that inference, make another inference. Now the Gemara says, some said it's a kash on Rava. They made the inference of Medina Lamdina Beretz Yisrael. They said, their diak was, Medina, 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 Sayyam, you need, Medina, that is all you don't need. The Rabba Nicha, the Rabba Kasha. That's good according to Rabba. It's Sher and Rabba. And for the Gemara, my tema Medina, the Medina, Beret Yisrael, Lo Tzarech. No, don't make that inference. Elaim, Ahabai, the Medina, Zayam, Lo Tzarech. Again, it's which inference you're going to make. Right, so instead of making the inference of country to country in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi says make the inference within the country of Chutzlart. Again, I hope I don't know if I'm explaining myself well enough. The Mishnah says a line, you could take the inference two ways. In the first lesson, we took it Rabbi's way, we asked on Rabbi. And Rabbi said, no, make the other inference. In the second lesson, we took it Rabbi's way, and we asked on Rabbi. And Rabbi said, make my inference. Either one is okay. Because the Mishnah said, Medina, 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 Sayyam, you need. You can make one inference or the other inference. Why did the Mishnah say, Medina, Medina? Why didn't the Mishnah say in the same country? So Rabbi will say, you know why I didn't say in the same country? Because it wanted to teach me that Medina, 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 is all you don't need. And Rabbi said, you know why the Mishnah said, Medina, Medina? Because it wanted to teach you that in the same country you don't need. Each one makes their own inference from the words of the Mishnah. So you can't slug up anybody. Frek the Gemara. Avu Mamdina Lamdina. Be'eretz Yisrael Tzamai Tzarech. Are you going to say that in Eretz Yisrael, Mamdina Lamdina, you need according to Rabbah? We got a big problem. Listening, Hamevi Mamdina Lamdina Stam. Why didn't the Mishnah just say you bring from country to country, state to state? Why did the Mishnah have to say Chutz La'aretz? There's no difference. According to Rabbah, there's no difference. So why bother even mentioning the word Chutz La'aretz? Just say, state to state, you have to say. If it's to tell me that in the same state you don't need, just say, state to state, you have to say. Inference, in the same state you don't have to say. You don't have to mention the word Chutz La'aretz. If Rabbah's right, that the inference is to tell me that in the same state you don't need, so leave out the word Chutz La'aretz. Just say, from state to state, you have to say, upon an echtim, upon an echtim. So, why add the word Chutz La'aretz? Doesn't that prove Rabbah right? By saying the word Chutz La'aretz, aren't you saying that in Eretz Yisrael, Mamdina, Lamdina, you don't need? Because if you did need, don't say the word Chutz La'aretz. Just say, I maybe get Mamdina, Lamdina. Makes no difference where you are. But it doesn't. Medina Lamdina, they need the Maturin Lakaimai. Back to Gemara. Abu Medina Lamdina, Bad Saw, my Tzarek. Listening, I may be Medina Lamdina, Stam. Now, the truth is, the Gemara could have asked him to stay for the Mishnah. Says, I may be get Bad Saw, and Tzarek Lame, upon an Ektum, upon an Ektum. What's Rabbi going to do with that line? Does Eretz Yisrael doesn't say only in the same country? There's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is definitely contrasting Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Because to Rabbah, there's no difference. There's no difference Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz according to Rabbah. So even without this diyuk, the Mishnah says Eretz Yisrael is different than Chutz La'aretz. Doesn't that prove Rabbah right? According to Rabbah, what's the difference Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaim, like, you don't need, and the Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaim, you do need. I don't care whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or whether you're in Chutz La'aretz. Why is Eretz Yisrael a factor? But the Gemara likes to ask the Madiak the same way it's been talking till now, but it could have asked straight from the same. What's the difference? Zok the Gemara. La'aylam memdina lemdina barit yisrael nami lo yitzarach. You're right. You don't need Memdina Lamdina in Eretz Yisrael. Even according to Rabbah. I ain't aid the Mitsui Lakaimai. The Kiva, the Ika Eila Regalim, Mishkach Shifi. People go to be Eila Rego. So even though it's a Medina Lamdina, but they go to be Eila Rego. And they go to be Eila Rego, they recognize each other's signatures. And therefore, when a get comes from Tzvas to Yerushalayim, or from Tzvas to Ashdod, people from Ashdod will go to Yerushalayim. And the get will be validated by the Edom that come from Tzvas, who recognize people in Tzvas' signature. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no traffic problem, because three times a year, people go to Yerushalayim. Usually, people don't travel across state lines. difficult to travel across state lines. You need COVID tests and passports and green cards and a quarantine, whatever else you need. But for Isla Regal, they let people go up. So Isla Regal makes it possible. Zuckrava, a whole new shot. My thing of Ain't Aiden Matsui Lakami doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, even across state lines, it's Aiden Matsui Lakami. And there is a difference there to Sharon Chutzlaritz. Not because of Lishma, because Lishma is not an issue. You know what is the difference? Because in Eretz Yisrael, there's always people that can recognize signatures, because they all go to Yerushalayim three times a year. And if you have a get that needs to be validated, take it to Yerushalayim, go to the people of that city that came to be by Larego, say, Rabbeitzai, what do we do?
Maybe you could say that Chutzlaretz, they're more
mocked
Medina and Medina, and
where'd you get that? You have to make that up. Why are you making that up?
In Eretz Yisrael, why would we want people to go from, first of all, why aren't people going from Medina to Belagonia?
No, it's not necessarily that. People don't travel to different countries. It's just what it is.
Not different countries, different countries.
States, same thing. In those days, states were like countries.
No, no, but in Eretz Yisrael, we're not letting people go
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if it's the government that doesn't let. It's just that people don't like to go across different states.
It's not states. It's whole cities.
It's not true. It's a whole section. Galil, Yehuda, Ivar, Yarden. It's not true.
We're talking about Eretz Yisrael, though.
In Eretz Yisrael, there are three states. Three distinct sections.
When we say Medina, we're talking about like...
Galil to Yehuda. That's what
we
mean.
Yes. Well, did Rashi say that?
No, I said that.
Like, what did Rashi say?
I don't think he said anything.
No, that's not about Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim.
I don't know. I don't know which state Tel Aviv is in. I don't know if it's in Galil, Yehuda, or Eber Yarden.
We're just talking about cities.
Medina is not a city.
Talk about cities at all?
Not, so far not.
Mm-hmm.
A state. Meaning, it doesn't have to be a whole country. It can be a section of a country. Now, in those days, they had independent governments in Yehuda, Eva Yarden, and Gol. That doesn't mean they fought. But it wasn't easy. It was not easy travel.
Through the tons of Bravo and Bravo, they were still all
no, this is the Mishnah. Some of the Mishnah. Again, Rav and Rabbi are here to explain a Mishnah. They're not talking halakha l'maisa. They're here to explain a Mishnah. And the Mishnah differentiates between one and the other. So we are forced to say Eretz Yisrael is different. Now, Rabbi is very clear why Eretz Yisrael is different. Rav is not so clear why Eretz Yisrael is different.
And how do we answer that part that it said that really Be'emes people know? Well, what happened to that? Well, how do we answer that part of it? In Rabbah is fine, right? Rabbah, everything is fine good to Rabbah, right? Because they're
I don't know exactly what you're driving on. I mean, I don't know which road you're going on.
What I'm trying to figure out is why Chutz La'aretz, according to Rabbah, is a problem.
Because they don't know Lishma.
I thought we said, really, MS.
Whatever it is, Chazal, we're worried about Lishma.
But we said, even my dude is not...
Again, whatever it is, they made it takana.
At all?
Yeah, we said that they were concerned that the husband would come and say it was Lo Lishma. And there's enough people that don't know Lishma that it would create a problem.
But I thought even according to
Rebbeir... Forget it. Here we're going to go regurgitate. I don't mind. It's Torah. But we went through this and we said Chazal were worried even according to Rebbeir.
Well, I thought we couldn't.
Isn't that what the Gemara said on Abbeis and Abbeis? Rabbanon, who the Yitzrach? Because Rashi says it could happen. Now, Beis and Beis list Rashi and the Amos. Zamka Gemara. We'll do another two lines of Gemara before we do the rest. Tinuk b'sman she'beis hamikdash kayim. That helps when there's a beis hamikdash. B'sman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim ayikil ha'meimar. But the Mishnah was written after the beis hamikdash. The Mishnah should mention that the halacha changed by korban beis hamikdash. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah 100 years after korban beis hamikdash, or 80 years after korban beis hamikdash. So why is there no mention that the halacha changed? Zakti Gemara, even the Ikke Bati Dinim decree, Mishchach Shichi. Since there are Bati Dinim that are set, Eretz Yisrael has a system of Bati Dinim, and therefore people go from state to state to Din Torah. There is traveling because of the Bezin system in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, people go from one to different places to major Bezin. Some go to the major Bezin in Yehuda, and some go to the major Bezin in Gaul, some go to the major Bezin in Eivar Yarden, and therefore there's traffic. Much more traffic than in Chutz Laaretz, where there's no need to ever go on a regular basis, Memdina Lemdina. In Eretz Yisrael, given the court system, people are traveling from state to state to get to the court that they have to get to. And therefore, that creates traffic. Rashi.
It's kind of
made
the
Takana was made Beis Mishkayim.
Would we actually change the
halakha? Should we say, I don't know, the Takana wasn't made Beis Mishkayim. It's so given an exemption. But the exemption no longer applies. The other way would be a problem. It was a Takana to say Bafana Nechtav, to remove. Here, the Takana was, you don't have to say Bafana Nechtav in Eretz Yisrael because of the traffic, but then the traffic stopped.
We would add the takana.
We would add it to the list.
But if we found that at some point Eretz Yisrael, no one was
100%. But the Gemara is going to say later on that even in Chutz Laaretz things changed. We're going to see.
Okay. The court system. You have to be at the court at the same time as somebody from the other city that you need the signature validated from.
Again,
all the regular, everybody goes.
I understand. The court system is not Ali the regular. I get that. But there are people coming from Tzfas to Tel Aviv for the court. And therefore, if you need to get a proof from Tzfas, you'll make your way to the court. If you live in Tel Aviv, you'll make your way to that court and meet people who come from Tzfas. Now, it's not the same as Ali regular. I will agree with you. But there's still a traffic flow.
Left traffic.
Enough traffic.
Let me be coming.
Hello? So what did you decide? Because we have to make up our mind in the next 15, 20 minutes. Again, at this point, they say it's supposed to snow until 10 o'clock. So, and I don't think they plowed the road yet. They did not plow the road yet. Somebody just walked in and they didn't plow the road yet.
Taylor Road
was just plowed at 5:45. They plowed it again right now. So, I don't know, that's my guess. The Academy canceled school? Anybody know? I have no idea. I asked her if anybody got a text. I don't know. That's why. Make up your mind in time to let me know. I'm not going to call you. I'll wait for your call. That's exactly what I'm worried about. That's exactly what I'm worried about. He didn't like when they canceled school and stuff. Yeah. Especially everybody at the carpool from all comfort zones. Wait 10 minutes to see what happens if they plow by 20 to 7.
Plenty of time. We didn't borrow enough time.
Let me know. Okay. Keep an eye on it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. I let him, and the girls are off. What? No, the girls were off. We were off anyway today, so Martin Luther King. No, that's not the reason they were off. They were off because we're supposed to have a training professional day. So the girls were off. There's no call to be made about them. The only call to be made is about the boys' building. The boys' building were usually more machmer. So Rabbi Sturman liked to be machmer. I told him to go outside and make him whatever he wants to do. I just don't think it's a good idea. I told him that. So let him make, it's not worth my...
Is the speaker coming?
Good idea. I have no idea either. We tried to find out yesterday.
Don't worry about English.
I understand. Rashi. Talk to Rashi. Ikud the Maisefachi. Venichalei lemedik mereisha lasuve. Now Rashi points it out. Why are we asking from the reisha? V'lav lasuve misefa. The kari behedja. Maybe get back to sorry in the tzarech. Alma time and melush shmo. Why couldn't we ask straight from the reisha? Sefa. Look, Rashi, you know why this safe is, the Reisha is a better question? Because from the Reisha, Lutani Badja, Mabdina, Lamadina. It doesn't say the word Mabdina, Lamadina in the Mishnah by Eretz Yisrael. The safe, the Reisha says Mabdina, Lamadina. The safe, Lutani Mabdina, Lamadina. You could always say the safe means, and maybe get Eretz Yisrael in the same country. Would have been a shver at Eretz, because in the same country, according to Rava, everywhere you don't need. We have a Maisa Lemine, have a Mishanale, the Maisa Medina Asmakoi, it's going in the same country. We have a Gavda, have a Messina Le, Mechlau, the Medina Siyam, Maisa Medina Nami Le Tzaruch. Nami Tzaruch, it should be. Right? The Rav Ransburg takes out the lie. We would have asked, are you inferring that in the same country in Chutzlar, you do need, according to Rav, you don't need? Same, same, how the Avalei Dukti would have been a deer. Meaning, Rashi is saying, the Gemara could have asked in the Sefer. Says in the Sefer, maybe get back to Sarai Tzaruch Leimar. According to Rabbi, why? The answer you'll tell me, it's in the same state. But in the same state, in Chutz Lord, you also don't have to say according to Rabbi. So back to the Kasha, what's the difference there to strong Chutz Lord? So instead of asking from the Sefer, and then making a deal from the Sefer, we ask them the Reisha. The same question. According to Rabbi, there should be no difference there to strong Chutz Lord. No difference. It's not Lishma, it's Eidim Mitzurim L'Kaimai. Why is Eretz Yisrael different than Chutz Laaretz? Medina Lamedina. Or in the same Medina. In Chutz Laaretz you don't need, in Eretz Yisrael you don't need the same Medina. Laila Medina Lamedina Eretz Yisrael Leitzarech, Kivin the Dikas, Kedikas, like you made a Dik, but like Tich to the Rabba. Why? So Trashi, Kivin the Ike Oile Regalim, since there are Oile Regalim, Shchichi Eidim Lekaimai, there are Edom. Aye, the Gemara and the Beis of the Beis said that Medina, the Medina, Beretz Yisrael, is a Machlokes Rav and Rav, and that was one of the differences. Now we're saying it's not a difference. For Har Darmer Lel Beretz Shmaitzin, we said at the beginning of the Sugya, Medina, the Medina, Beretz Yisrael, Ikibinayu, Lesa, the Samir Le Mahacha. Delete. Erase it.
What?
Who's this?
Hebrew Academy. No.
They did not cancel.
Boy, that boy's a girl.
Everything. They don't make a difference. They're not machalic. Academy did not cancel school. They say if you don't feel comfortable driving them, keep them at home and stay safe. But there will be school. And there's no transportation. If you want to come, come, but use your own discretion in coming. That's what they sent out of text. And, look at that. I have time to figure out at 7 o'clock. So you want to do that, you can do that. You can send it to school, Use your own safety discretion. Be safe.
He was huge.
Anyway, what do you hope? I'd have four-wheel drive. I just, you know, went straight through.
He was finished till 5:30.
I didn't skip. No, but I have four-wheel drive. It's much easier.
I was around there 11 times.
I killed him.
I
was
around until he
finished. I just have to make a decision because.
Again,
the main roads are okay. The main roads are drivable. Unless they clean it, I don't know. I think you should have it. I think you should go with the same thing they did. To be safe, you know, use your caution, and we should have school.
What do you do? Where do you live?
Fine. Okay, bye-bye. I'm sorry for this interruption. I'm sorry, I just didn't find my job.
Was school canceled on Monday or not?
As long as you don't have the snow on Sunday.
I don't want the chazzah. Hi, so the academy is having school, and they're saying use your discretion and drive safely if you want to come. So we'll also do the same thing. Put out a thing saying there is school by carpool only for the boys, and be very safe when you drive. If you don't feel safe, don't go out. You can say that. No, just say there is school open, but drive. Make sure you drive safely. It's 12:45 dismissal, and the question is what to do with the high school finals. I'll call Rebbetzin Fried at 7 o'clock. I can't, I'm not
she's
calling her now.
My
wife
calls her 4 mornings.
What? Yeah. Minya'll be regular. I'll start 5, 10 minutes later, but it'll be regular. Bye-bye. Okay. Rashi. But the dinim dekvim. I'm sorry. I apologize for this hefsek. By yaris kitakonis ezu b'sheni behei matuyah shayaris ochus bladen b'makom avad. And there are caravans that go to judge b'makom avad, the place of the gathering. Fine. So now we've changed somewhat. A little bit. That according to Rava, Eretz Yisrael is different than Chutz La'aretz, but not because of Lishma, but because of availability of Kiyum.
He stays with his reason.
Right. He stays with his reason. Fine. Zakti Gemara. I just want to show a Rashi that I didn't zero in, and I think it's important to zero in. The top three lines in the top, Loi Tzarech. The Gemara says, according to Rava, Ba'isa Medina, you don't need a Chutz La'aretz. Right? That's what Rashi's going on. They made an inference, right? B'medina, l'medina, b'medina sayam, you need, but Ba'isa Medina, you don't need. And it was a question on Rava. Rabbi changed the inference. But in the Havamina, we wanted to prove Rava right. If you take a look at Rashi Loi Tzarech, Rashi says something that he contradicts later, but it's a Chiddush Dika Rashi. The Ava Gav De Ein Bekiyin Lishma, Hayo Be'ed De Metsuyin Lekaimer Loi Tzarech. Now, Rava didn't think Lishma was an issue. Rashi seems to say, even though they don't know Lishma, don't worry about it. Rashi doesn't say loy tzarich because they are baki lishma. Rashi says the avagav de ein baki in lishma. He's going in rabba. And he's saying, even though there's a problem of Lishma, but don't worry about it. I mean, Rashi seems to understand Rabba. The Rabba is not arguing with Rabba that there are people that don't know Lishma. He just doesn't think it was enough of a percentage to make an issue out of it. Rashi is inferring here, Rashi's saying, that even Rabba recognizes Lishma as a potential problem. But he doesn't think it's enough of a problem to make an issue over it. Because if it would have been me, I would have written, quick to Rabba, there's no Lishma problem. Which Rashi says later on. Here Rashi seems to say, in Rava, he says, like Tzarech, because even though there is a small issue, but that doesn't bother us, doesn't concern us. That means Rashi seems to say, Rava and Rava are not arguing whether the small is a slight issue. They're arguing about whether that issue should be taken into account.
How much is it there,
though? What?
How much you
right.
Well, Rashi should have said,
Afagab, Niyutan, Ein Bekim Lishma. Well, whatever Ein Bekim Lishma meant in that base, it means here.
Can you explain what that means?
What do you mean?
People don't know Lishma?
Again, the Gemara in that base, and the base said most people know Lishma. It was a minority that didn't know Lishma. That's what the Gemara said.
So it's such a minority that we don't worry.
So that's the question. At what point is it a worrisome thing? That's what Rashi seems to indicate here. Meaning, before we got to this Rashi, you would have asked me, according to Rav, is there a Lishma issue? The answer would have been no. Everybody knows Lishma. Not an issue. The only issue we're worried about is whether finding Aid in Lekaimah. Not an issue.
Where are we at now? Where are we talking about
now? In Chutz-Lawrence. And Rav holds, it's a slight issue, and therefore because of that slight issue, we made Xera.
We're talking about the Batei Dinim.
Before Batei Dinim, before we know anything about Batei Dinim, in Chutz-Lawrence, from the city of Baghdad to the city of Mosul. The Gemara said most people knew, some people didn't, and even the Seferim, not everybody knew. Again, you don't need a Rav. I don't know where you. Oh, this has been going on.
I know that,
this discussion's been going on.
Because you need someone. Who
you don't need anybody. Not true. You need a person to write the get to aid him.
So what do you do with the miyutim who don't know it and they decide, well, we're going to have a get even though it's not Lishma?
So, according to Rabbi, he needs b'fanenechtam in order to take care of that.
And that was that would be obvious that that means Lishma.
We asked him that when we said that beis
abeis.
We won't accept the get till the Lishma says b'fanenechtam b'fanenechtam.
No, someone's knowledgeable.
Well, whoever's going to watch the giving of the get will make sure it's done and ask whether it's Lishma or not.
And we're seeing now that Rava has that concern a little bit.
Rashi's adding here, and Rashi's going to contradict himself. Rashash asked it as a contradiction. But Rashi seems to infer that Rava is not disagreeing that there is a small percentage that have a Lishma problem. He just doesn't think that was grounds for a takana. By saying those words, why did Rashi throw those words in? Sorry? I can't hear you. Later on, Rashi says that according to Rava, they're Baki and Lishma. We'll find the Rashi as we go along. I'm sorry? Again. The Rishash asked it as a contradiction to Rashi. Again, you have to see how Rashi said it before you give the answer, right? Fine. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Tanan. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Afila Megmunya Legmunya. Even from one, what was the word he used? What?
Jurisdiction.
From one jurisdiction to the other jurisdiction. The Yomer of Yitzchak, Irachas, Hoist of Eretz Yisrael, Vatsasi Yishma. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael named Vatsasius. The Hoiba Bezek Muniyais, they had two jurisdictions, Tremakpit themselves have. They didn't get along with each other. And traffic was very limited. Leficha Chutzuchu Leimer Megmunya Legmunya. So the way the Mepharshim learned it, Reb Shimon Gamliel said, even if you have two jurisdictions that get along. But Cincinnati to Charles, there was this city that they didn't get along. So whenever you have two jurisdictions, you have to be afraid that there'll be a time that they don't get along. So therefore, two jurisdictions need all the time. That's how they learned it. Because of the city of Assasius, where you had two jurisdictions that didn't get along, so Chazal said, you know what? Whenever you have two jurisdictions, you got to worry that they won't get along.
Where do you see that part of it? Where do you see that?
The fichach hotzuchu loymer magmunya lagmunya.
Is that referring to that place?
No.
Right.
What?
That's exactly. I know. I'm sorry. Yes. Again, I'm talking about the Rishayim explaining this thing. They're saying the Shimon Gamliel had a rule, even Hegmunya Legmunya, period. And the reason for that was because some Hegmunyas don't get along. Therefore, he made a blanket rule: all Hegmunyas need from Hegmunya Legmunya.
How about different states? I don't get it. Hegmunyas to be in the same state.
In the same city.
City, right?
Yeah, right.
And we're going to take that to states also?
Well, that was always Medina La Medina needed. Again, only because Bati Dinim Kavuim and because of the Isla Rego.
But if you're going to have a Hegmonia, if this would be a problem there, we're taking this, that means any place could have one day, guy walks up, has a bad night, he's going to say, you know what? This next place can't come to me. Where do we stop? I'm going to say, you know what? Any two places can't come because I don't want your people in my bay place. That's all.
I hear your problem. I hear your question. But that's the way to Rishayim learn. I'm just pointing out to Rishayim learn.
The jurisdiction is smaller than the state.
Much smaller.
Like a county. And this is up in either Eric Israel?
Yeah, Assasius was a city in Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is, according to Rabbah, what's the issue? They know Lishma, they're in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbah Nichol, Rabbah Kasha. Zok Rashi, Makpid Zal Zab, Shlo Yeluch Ben Agmun Yezu L'Agmun Yezu. The Rabbah Kasha, the Eretz Yisrael Havoy, was Eretz Yisrael, Baki and Lishma. They only needed it because they wasn't shchiach to be mekayim. They couldn't find aid if they didn't let people cross the line. It's a good question because the Chayrin Eretz Yisrael, they have Bati Dinim Kavuim, so they all went to Bezin. They might not have gone to each other, but didn't they all go to Bezin? To different Bezins? Didn't they go beyond the regal? I mean, that question is still there. I don't have an answer for it. It's a good question. Ramkan had a very good question. I want to make sure it's on tape. I don't think so, but it's a good question. I'll have to look for it later. Didn't seem that way. It doesn't seem that way. And for the Gemara. Ready? Rabba Isla to Rabba. The Gemara says, you know what? Rabba agrees to Rabba. Eidim Mitzurim L'Kaim is a problem. He also holds it's a problem of Lishma. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, no problem of Lishma, only Eidim Mitzurim L'Kaim. In Chutz La'aretz, Rabbah has an extra problem called Lishma, which Rabbah doesn't have. Rabbah agrees to Rabbah. Rabbah doesn't agree to Rabbah. We just changed the whole sugya.
Rabbah said Lishma. Now he's saying
two things.
Right. In Chutz La'aretz.
And in Eretz Yisrael, one of them.
We
just changed the whole look of Rab and Rabba. There's no problem with Lishma. Just Eidim Mitzurim L'Kaim. Means whatever problems we have with Rab and Rabba have to resolve, Rabba has to resolve the same way now. He agrees to Rabba.
Well, we had those three Nafkaminas.
We just erased one.
We erased one before.
Now we're erasing a second one.
That three?
What?
There's going to be a case where there's still
enough Kamina? By two people that come, and two Aiden bring it.
Okay.
from Medina Tayam.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
According to Rabbah, you need it because of Lishma, and according to Rabbah, you have your Edom Mitzuyin L'Kaimai.
There's a problem
with
that
Lidikah.
Yeah,
what do
you
mean? Rashi learns. Yeah. We just changed the whole sugya. Part one. We're going to change the part two soon. Not today, but tomorrow. But this is the first change. We just learned three blot, and at the end of the third blot, the Gemara said, oh, by the way, Rabbah agrees to Rabbah.
So what was the clincher here? Why?
The clincher was, according to Rabbah, Megmunya Legmunya Eretz Yisroel, they needed to say. Why?
What are we not told in
Achimenev, Medina Yeah, that would be a difference. Medina Medina Sayyam would be a difference.
Those are remaining differences that still work with us, right?
Medina Medina Sayyam is still a difference. And betray that's right. But Medina Medina Eretz Yisroel is not a difference.
So we turned that up before we got to this.
That's true.
We did?
And now we're changing Rabbah's shot Medina Medina, correct?
So you do need to say it? Medina?
What?
So for Medina Medina Eretz Yisroel now Rabbah.
It depends if they're machped on each other, they're not machped on each other.
I'm saying that
Rabbah would agree to Rabbah now.
Shema's not the issue, it's the Sheyaros and Tzuyos.
Well,
till now, Rabbah never talked about Yaris Matzuyas.
Right. But this is
Rav Shimon Gamliel saying this, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel saying the Shtigl Tegra Hagmonia, right? Who says Rabbah has to fit into this? You think we only got this problem because of Shimon Gamliel.
Every Amira has to learn every Tana. Rab is an Abaira, Rav Shimon Gamliel is a Tana.
Can't argue.
No, but we can't argue with him.
Abaira can't argue with him.
He has to explain the Tana.
I can't explain the Tana, but I can explain the Chachamim, Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar. I don't know what Rav Shimon Gamliel.
I'm sorry, I'm a Rav, can't do that. They can't just wave and say, no, I'm not worried about him, I'm worried about the others. Sorry.
They can all buy a different Tana.
They're explaining, they're not paskening. They have to learn the Mishnah.
And because there's one, because of Shimon Gamliel, he has to change his whole shul theory now.
He has to explain Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's only one way to explain him.
Sasha's day,
everybody. Everything's good. Have a wonderful day.